Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your hosts, and I'm here with Wendy, our other host. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi. Hey, Shermin. This is Wendy, and hello to everyone out there.
We have another very exciting show planned for you today. It is called Cracking the Confidence Code with Patty Cotton. And we're so glad to have Patty with us again today. We have lots of questions. It sounds like a wonderful topic today. But before we jump in, let's introduce our guest, Patty, to you once again, since she's back with us today. Wendy?
Yes. So Patty works with women executives, chief decision makers, and their organizations in the financial services industry and related sectors to elevate and support women's leadership at all levels. She's the founder of Women Who Take the Lead, a movement to help women become confident, engaged, and equipped for leadership. She is a Fortune 500 speaker, executive coach, and consultant. Patty possesses more than 25 years of leadership, both stateside and abroad, in the profit and not-for-profit worlds, and specifically in the realm of diplomatic relations, public affairs, marketing, and communication. She also enjoys a rich background in developing teams to meet seemingly impossible goals and create change. Her speaking and workshop facilitation address such areas as women changing the face of leadership, authentic leadership branding for greater effectiveness and confidence, strengthening executive presence for influence and impact, and creating leadership legacy. She partners with organizations to develop programs and initiatives focused on retaining, elevating, and inspiring female talent and leadership. Patty's client roster includes such notables as Bank of America, Boeing, Coca-Cola, Harvard University, Cisco, Edward Jones, Morgan Stanley, Girl Scouts of America, and more. Her volunteer service supports the area of health and welfare for healthier, happier families and communities, and a portion of all business profits supports alternatives to domestic violence and at-risk youth. Patty is a recipient of the President's Lifetime Award for Volunteer Service. Wow. That's great. That's awesome. Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Patty. It's great to have you here again with us today.
Thank you, Wendy and Shermin. It's great to be here with you again. You ladies just really do a fantastic service to our communities all around the world.
Thank you. Yeah, that is our intention, and I'm glad that we are able to just help so many coaches around the world to share their message. So thank you for coming today.
Yeah, so thanks, Patty. That's so sweet. That's so sweet of you to say. Thank you so much. That's very kind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, I mean every word of it.
Yeah, it's fun for us, so we get something out of it, and if other people do, hey, that's a bonus. Thank you so much for joining us in this vision. It's been awesome. So let's jump right in because we've only got half an hour. We have so many questions for you. And the first one I wanted to ask, which I really like this question, is what holds women and a few good men back from the most from stepping into more leadership and more life? You have so many good things to say about that. Can you enlighten us?
Mm. Sure. So in my practice, I work all around the world with clients, I find that the biggest thing that holds women back, particularly a few good men as well, but particularly the women, is their belief that they're not cut out for it, or they're not sure they're able to. There's almost a misconcept that they're not born with it, and so why try? So there's a great deal of fear around going after really what they want in the way of leadership and life, believing that they may not be able to make it because they don't have what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can relate. In my practice, I see women like that. I've been there myself. So it's so unfortunate, you know. Can you tell us a little bit more about any kind of examples or anybody that you've met?
Sure. Well, and first of all, yeah, I'm thinking of a nonprofit president that I worked with, and she actually held a little bit of that, but she was leading. She had a team of 50, or she had an organization of 50, that is, and they were doing incredible work. It was a national nonprofit organization. It was the headquarters for this. And she was in the leadership position. But she was doing some pretty mediocre things. Now, the foundation was running well enough, and people were not complaining, but she still felt like there was something that was missing. So when I sat down with her and we explored her leadership together, what I recognized was that she really didn't know what she had in her to work with, because she had emulated other leaders, she'd taken on their styles, and she wound up just getting the work done reactively without being a responsive leader. So what we did was we first tapped into her unique strengths and gifts and the values that she used as her GPS. She was not using them as her GPS at the moment, and that was creating a great deal of internal conflict within her as she did her work, as she prioritized, as she took on income-producing, revenue-generating things for the organization and so forth. We recognized that she was underperforming because she simply did not know how to use what was in her talent-wise. And the minute that we tapped into that, and, you know, you see a lot of assessments, StrengthsFinder is a great one, all of these different things, and we all take them and we say, isn't that cool? We've got these strengths. Isn't that cool? But who says, now how will you use them and show us how to apply them? And that's where the rubber meets the road. So when I did that with her and I started to help her see how to apply this in her daily work, her energy came back, her confidence as a leader really came into play, and she became a very powerful leader. They actually doubled the revenues the next year based on her new up-leveled leadership, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. So it's really a lot about getting in touch with your values and then really living from them is what I'm hearing. Is that right?
Your values as a GPS, yes, and then tapping into the strengths, the top strengths that you have, and knowing how to use those so that they interplay together to help you do your best work. Let's say, for example, one of your top values is collaboration. I'll just pick a word. I'll pick a trait. Let's say your top is collaboration. Well, how will you use that in your work? How will you be careful for it not to overshadow your self voice as you lead? How will you make sure that it plays in times of conflict? So really digging deep with your top values and then top strengths to see how you approach your work. And they all come packaged neatly into a little package. I'm making it sound a bit unwieldy because I'm piecing it out. But when it comes together, it comes together in kind of a dashboard that I call your leadership DNA. And I work a lot with women on their leadership DNA to show them how to make it work and show them how to make it work so that others recognize it, so that they recognize their value. And this really helps with promotions, with new leadership opportunities and so forth. But back to confidence, it just is world-changing for your confidence. Once you know who you are, how to do your work, and you see the results that that produces when you become your best self.
Yeah. Wow. That's I love the way you put that, especially the leadership DNA, and to use that and to find your strengths from your values. Really fantastic. Thanks for putting it out so clearly. That makes a lot of sense. I know Wendy has another question.
I'm just curious.
Conversation.
Right. I'm just curious if aren't some people just born with more confidence, or is it something that you learn as you go through life?
Actually, some people are. Here's how it works. Some people are born with a higher chemical combination of endorphins and other things, testosterone, that help support them feeling more confident. And so that's kind of a scary thing, because when you think, well, gee, I must not have been born with that, that's probably not true necessarily, because once we come into the world with whatever chemical makeup we come up with, that we bring with us, we are then subjected to dealing with things in the world that may just push it right back down again. So from that standpoint, I think we're all on a level playing field, whether we're born with the chemicals that produce it, or that we've got sort of the low end of that, then it's a matter of getting more confidence. And excitingly, you can do that at any age. I mean, you can start at 80 if you want to and actually pop up more confidence.
Really?
So,
are there any
exercises?
Yeah, so
when people say,
or?
I'm not born, oh, yeah, a tremendous amount of exercises, yes. You can... So that may be how we start to build more confidence is let me say this. There's so much, and what I would say is this. How do we build more confidence systematically? And this is where I think another area where women will fall short and play it small is that we will study and read about something because we think that by understanding it, we can move past it. So we'll sit there and we'll stew and we'll try to understand and why is it and what if it wasn't and how to deal with it, but we won't take any action. Now, here's what happens with that. We think and think and think, and we'll think the thing to death, and then we'll drop off and we'll become demotivated because it's very stressful to keep thinking about something that you want to do that you're not doing, and so we'll let it go. The one thing that builds more confidence is actually to take action. Now, it's like a muscle. Confidence is a muscle, and you have to flex it daily. But the challenge is that just do it, the Nike just do it, does not work for us, because if it did, we'd all be doing it, right? And then we'd have more confidence. We'd be breaking through and just, you know, throwing dishes around and screaming and celebrating. But what we need to do is to take incremental steps, kind of like dipping your toe in cold water to see how cold is it, am I still okay? So if you take a goal and you're kind of, it's daunting to you, you want more confidence in that area, ask yourself what a first incremental step is to moving toward that. Let's say, for example, asking for money. How about that? Asking for what you're worth. So let's say somebody's thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm worth more, but I'm so scared to ask because I'm assuming that if I do, I'll lose a lot of clients, and the new potential clients will think, oh, good grief, who do you think you are? You're not worth that much, and we do all this self-talk. So, but we know intellectually, even though gut-wise we're scared to death, we know intellectually that we're worth more and we need to do this. So take an incremental step. A first incremental step would actually be to research the prices and settle on the price you do want to ask for. And then you do that, and you look around and you say to yourself, hey, nobody got hurt. I actually wrote the prices down on paper, and I priced it out, and that's okay. What's your next step? Your next step might be to pick a favorite client or do your research and see what other people are doing. I think that's part of the first step. The second one is to talk to a favorite client and say, I've been at this price for 3 years, and I'm so excited that I've been able to serve. I've been shown that I'm not asking enough, but I want to come to you before the end of the year to let you know that should you wish to continue with me, I will grandfather you at my current price. To new clients, I'll be doing this. Now, what did that just do? You just did them a favor. They were reminded of your worth. They were also told that you weren't going to jerk them around and just suddenly say, hey, guess what? It's like, you know, $100 an hour. But you're also asserting your know of your value. So taking those incremental steps toward each time you do it, what happens is your brain is observing. When you do a new behavior, when you act out a new behavior or action, your brain says, oh, look at that. And it starts to restory when it sees that you're okay. And you think, hey, I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm feeling a little more energetic. I think I can do this next time. However, it's like ab curls, ladies. Unless you do them regularly, it's not going to happen for you. So if you're making client calls and you have 10 to make and you think, oh, that phone looks 40 pounds heavy, I don't want to lift it, you don't want to stop after one or two. You want to do all 10 because that's when you get going, and you need to do that regularly, and pretty soon you're going to get up in the morning and go to the phone and just pick it up and really enjoy yourself. But flex it daily. Incremental steps daily. Yeah.
So keeping it consistent, doing that. Yeah, that's great.
Keeping
great advice. Because
you know,
then you'll end up
thinking,
getting some wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I was thinking is, you know, we always hear, you know, you take the incremental steps, you do the research, you talk to the right people, and then the other person gets the job. And we hear women who say, you know, I was the better candidate, but the other guy got the job. Why is that? Talk to us a little bit about that, Patty.
You know, we talk a lot about double bias. We talk about the fact that men are being hired at higher rates than women, and these are both true. It is true that more men are being hired right off the bat than women. It is true that in the world of promotions, men are much more likely to get promoted from line employee to first-time manager than women, so we're already behind the eight ball. And that every step along the way, we have that subtle double bias that says, if it's a woman, if this candidate is a woman, she must not be as good. Now, that holds true for both men and women. If I brought you two resumes, and they were identical, but one had the name of a woman at the top and one a man, most of us, unfortunately, will pick the man. We are just conditioned that way because we've grown up in that world. Conversely, when I black out the woman's name and show you the resume and I don't tell you it's a woman and you think it's a man, you're going to pick that one. So that's a double bias. But what do we do about that? Here's what we do. Here's what I'm finding, and I'm actually leading a virtual masterclass on this tomorrow to talk about why most talented women won't succeed in 2017. And it's the following. It's not the double bias. It is not the fact that decisions are made behind closed doors. Yes, those are factors. But what we're finding in the world of women's leadership development is the following. We women are not standing up and speaking up. And the reason we're not is that we don't have the confidence. And if we don't have the confidence, what that means is that we have not tapped in clearly and solidly to who we are, what we bring to the table, and how to articulate it in a way that the organization gets our value. And the who we are is the inner leader. It's the leadership DNA, because we're just not sure. We keep looking outside of us to see how we're supposed to act and do, and we take notes so that we do that. Or we'll show up and say, by golly, I am a good person. Hire me. But we can't tell them why. And what we do normally is we will go down a list of achievements. We'll say, well, I've done this, 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 and this. No, 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 no. It needs to start with who are you as leader and why would this affect my bottom line? How do you approach your work in a way that affects my bottom line? If you can tell me that, now I'm listening to you. Because men and women, most men and women, do not know how to do this. They will go in and try to jockey with a list of achievements. It's not working. So understanding who you are and presenting that confidently and telling them how that affects their organization in the positive, that's what's going to get you the job. That's what's going to make you stand out above the competition.
Uh-huh. And I know Wendy kind of has a question that goes along with that.
Yeah, so what about faking it till you make it? Does it work in this scenario?
Not really. No, faking it till you make it implies that you just pretend you're somebody you're not, or you pretend you have the confidence. And I think all of us can see when somebody's faking it. There's kind of a strange body language or energy around them. They're trying too hard, that kind of thing. So that if we're going to connote fake it till you make it in that way, just go do it the Nike way, that's not going to work because we're going to get your energy and it's not going to come through. If, on the other hand, we use fake it till you make it to mean, you know, test out of your, do these small incremental steps until you break through to get more confidence, yes. So I prefer to call it, in that case, instead of faking it till you make it, test out of your fear. Test out of your false assumptions. And in fact, that's what holds most people back. They think they have to confront the fear to get more confidence, and that's not true. That's not true. What they're doing is they're not confronting the false assumptions that are holding the fear together.
They concentrate on, they try to concentrate on the positive that could come as a result, as an outcome of what they're trying to do, to help them just kind of not think of the negative things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So look, I had an attorney in town. We're going to call her Mara, for lack of a better – that's not her real name. Mara came to me because she wanted to scale her business, but she was afraid of failing. She'd gone to a business coach. She had this fabulous action plan ready to go, but she couldn't move because she was afraid of failure. And when she called me, she said, I know that all I need to do is confront this fear, but it's not working for me. And I said, of course it's not working for you because you don't confront the fear. You have to get underneath the assumptions that hold the fear together. And she said, what do you mean by that? And I said, here's what it is. What do you assume is going to happen if you scale your business? Well, I'm going to fail. Well, what happens if you fail, Mara? Well, if I fail, I'm going to be discredited in the business community. And if you're discredited in the community, Mara, what's going to happen then? Well, then I won't be able to earn a living and I'll be virtually homeless. And I said, you see, those are the assumptions you're making that may be faulty, that are holding the fear together. So let's test this out. Let me talk to you about scaling the business. You say that you'll be discredited if it doesn't work. Yes. How so? Well, people will see that I just couldn't accomplish what I wanted to. And I said, does anybody besides you know that you want to scale the business? No. Interesting. So there's a false assumption. And she said, oh, my gosh, I never thought of that. She said, moreover, even if I had close friends who knew and it didn't work, I wouldn't be discredited because I'm so sought after in this legal niche. Everybody comes to me for that I could always make money. And they said, well, there you go. You just confronted your false assumptions. So you've got to get underneath the fear to see what you're really thinking will happen and take a look at that to see if that's true. And take those little steps out of it as you test it, if you're not sure, to show yourself that you'll be just fine. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I'm writing this down. This is really great exercise for really anyone to do in any area. Mm-hmm. That is great. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that. Sherman, you have another question.
Yeah, it's kind of like just continuing, not just stopping when you say, oh, this will happen. and to continue and say, well, if that happens, then what? If that happens, then what? If that happens, then what? Until you get to the
right.
bottom line, and then usually it sounds ridiculous when you get to that level. So
exactly.
I really like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we know, that's a great way to go at, you know, those false assumptions. What else can we do to actually start to build more confidence rather than, you know, fix
so
where
think,
we have
yeah.
false assumptions?
Well, and you really cued me up well, because what we need to do is have the vision of who we are at our best self, who we suspect we are, for those who are still floundering and wondering if they have it in them. Create the vision of your best self first and say, this is what I look like at my best. If I weren't worried about this, that, and the other, pushing all concerns aside and perceived limitations, what do I look like as leader? Who am I? What am I doing? How do I lead my life and work? What are my top values that support this? And what are the strengths that I bring to the table? And remove yourself and place yourself in the position of a disinterested observer and just look at yourself like a little Petri dish object. Say, what would this look like? So that you don't go back in there and say, well, but, well, but, well, but. So create that vision for yourself and then ask yourself daily. Put it up on your wall. Put it up in the bathroom and say, what's one thing I can do today to move toward that? What is one thing that I can do? Because by taking those small incremental steps, you start to gain traction. It's like a verbal vision board, and you could create a visual vision board about it too. But ask yourself, what is one thing that I'm going to do today to move closer to that? You will be shocked what you find by the end of the year as to how much progress you've made.
Mm-hmm. I love that one. That's excellent. I'm writing.
Yes.
I was quiet for a second. But, this is awesome, Patty. I mean, we could just go on for a couple more hours, but, of course, half an hour just flew by just like that. I just want to take a minute at least to ask you more about, I know you mentioned a master class tomorrow. Maybe if you can say more about that and or any other things you've got going on, or how
people
can get in touch with you if they'd like to find out more.
Sure. So my website is pattycotton.com, PattyCotton.com. If you go there, I have a couple of free gifts that I like to give to everybody, and it's a package called Leadership Secrets, where I have a morning routine that the top executives use to be more productive, clear, and energetic around their day, and then some other secrets to your leadership that will help you move ahead. So that's always fun. So I'd love to offer that to anybody who's listening. The Leadership Masterclass tomorrow is a virtual masterclass. It is free for anybody who attends. I was not going to record it, but after I put together the information, I thought it was so valuable that I might record it as well. So I hope you can attend, but if you can't, sign up anyway. You can find me on Facebook, Patty Cotton Consulting. Patty Cotton Consulting. I think the free personal and professional leadership package is there, and also a posting about the masterclass tomorrow, which is Why Aren't You Leading? Why Most Talented Women Won't Succeed in 2017, and Three Things You Can Do to Succeed. And there's going to be some cutting edge information about how you can actually become more personally powerful to show your professional power.
Wonderful. How
awesome.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us, Patty. And we'll make reference to those things on our Facebook page as well, because that just sounds
thank
like
you.
Some awesome information. And thank you so much for coming on today and giving
us
so much value.
Oh, what a pleasure to be with you again.
You gave us so much value in such a short time. Thank you so much.
We'll have to listen to this over and over again.
Yes, and we'll hope you come back soon because, like I said, we could definitely spend several more hours. So whenever you can come back, we really appreciate having you on.
Absolutely. It would be my treat. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio and taking advantage of learning just some excellent information today about cracking the confidence code that Patty shared with us. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We love to hear from you. And as always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/skiesthelimitradio or visit us at our website at skiesthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Stay tuned each week to your inspiration station. Until next week, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, Patty. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.